Hello?
Mama?
Hey, Derek.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you busy?
With Grandma.
Oh, you're there now?
She came home today, yeah.
Oh, you're at her house?
Yes.
So, she's out of the hospital?
Yes.
Are you really busy at the second?
No, what do you need?
Well, I have a friend who's, her name is Asia. I think she's named after the Steely Dan record. She's doing a project about how people's how people's parents met. And I was wondering if you could, I was wondering if you could tell me how you and my father met.
He was the mailman.
He was your mailman?
Yeah.
Was he older than you?
Yes.
And so you just met him because he was delivering mail?
Yes. He was delivering mail and he had long hair. It's probably a little caregiver. Hold on a minute.
It's your phone out.
I'm not throwing my phone out. Just hold on.
God almighty.
Shoot
me if I ever get like this.
How long did you date him for?
He had long hair and braces, and it was like right after I came home from that Floridori home.
Uh-huh.
And I noticed him, and like we talked for a while. I'd say a couple months.
A couple months.
Hi.
Who's
yes.
that? Who's that?
This is Grandma's caregiver.
Oh. So how long after you met him was I born?
I don't know. I had to think about that. I have to look at my baby book.
Oh, you have it in your baby book.
Yeah, it's written in my baby book.
And how long did you date him total?
You want to know when you got your first tooth?
No, I don't need to know that.
Oh, you got it my first Mother's Day.
Oh, that's nice.
I know.
Well, so, how long did you date him for?
Well, let's see.
Total.
I'd say 6 months.
But I thought he was
before
around...
Before I got pregnant.
Oh, and then when did he leave? Like a year after that?
When you were 3 months.
Oh, so like a year after that.
Yeah.
So you dated him for a year and a half.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever think about getting married?
Yes.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Did he propose to you?
No, there wasn't a proposal. It was just one of these, you know, think we should get married, one of those things.
So you decided that you were going to get married, but then you just ended up not getting married?
No, he wanted, you know, that's how he asked me.
Right.
No, and we were living together, and he was all pissed off because I used to read books.
What were you reading at the time?
I don't know.
Oh.
And he got mad because I was reading a book, and he threw the book, and it landed in your crib about 2 inches from your head.
And then what happened?
So I packed up, and I left.
Mm-hmm.
And I called Grandpa, and Grandpa picked me up.
And that was the end of it?
Because my mother wasn't talking to me at the time.
Oh. And so you went back to live with them?
No, I went to stay with somebody. I can't remember now. Like, my mind is really full right now.
Right.
I stayed with somebody. Oh, yeah, I stayed with this girl, Barb. She had, like, a condo. And I stayed with her.
But you never got back together with him?
No. No, once he threw that book, I left.
But I thought it was because he put champagne in my baby bottle.
That, too.
It was like a combination
then,
of the two.
Yeah, I mean, he fought me leaving.
Oh, he wanted you to stay.
And he used to drive up and down the road where I was staying.
Oh. But he would try to contact you.
Yeah, he would, like, drive up and down the road because he didn't know which place I was staying at. And he would, like, drive up and down the road looking.
Right. Well, thanks a lot. Get back to Grandma, I guess.
Oh, my God, she'd be horrible.
Why? What's happening?
Because the people in dialysis, she flipped them off yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, so I'll give you a call later.
Okay, I love you.
Thanks, I love you too.
Bye.